Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Out there in the advocacy, I only speak to one because I only trust one. He is the head of the Second Amendment Foundation. The citizen, he has the umbrella that holds the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, all kinds of other organizations out there. And he wears the bow tie the best of anybody I know. Joining me now, from, I don't even know where he's at, is the head of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Good to be with you. Actually, now, I'm in Boston, Massachusetts. I got to spend the day.
Yeah. I thought you were on my side. Yeah, I thought you were on this coast.
I got to spend a day at SIG Arms, meeting with your executives and working out some Second Amendment advocacy, and it was a great day.
Well, I tell you what, SIG is an up-and-coming company. They're knocking on Glock's door in a lot of ways, huh?
Well, I'm not sure at this point they're not actually bigger.
well, I didn't want to say it, but...
Yeah, but a lot of the sales could be more military but or police. But, boy, it was great to get a tour of their facility. It was a good experience. It's an amazing place to visit. I only wish I had more time, but we had 3.5 hours worth of meeting with their key executives about Second Amendment advocacy and support of gun rights groups, and it was a great meeting.
So, looking at things today, we woke up and we got 21 million plus permits out there today, carry permits.
Yeah, isn't that great news? And a lot of those people are first-time gun owners that now have permits to carry. The movement's growing really great. The gun owners, and more and more gun owners every day. And I think there are few things that are driving it. One, of course, is the fact that people after COVID realize that they can't rely on the police to be there to protect them. They need to protect themselves and have the means to do so. And then, of course, the economic uncertainty and the rising crime and defunding of police is the second reason. And the third reason is all the tax that we're under from the Biden administration.
I was talking earlier where I, you know, this where the 30th anniversary of the Luby cafeteria attack. And do you think it's a different world today? Do you think a Luby's cafeteria is possible? Probably not in Texas anyway, huh?
Well, it's always possible because, unfortunately, the criminal usually has the element of surprise when he attacks somebody. But the likelihood of the criminal being shot or captured because of a law-abiding citizen with a concealed carry permit is much greater today than it was back then.
Well, do you think we've learned any lessons from that? From that particular, I mean, that predates the, you know, Columbine and everything else. Do you think we've learned anything from that one?
Well, you and I and your listeners probably have. I can't say that some of the leftist Democrats have, who continue to still push the gun prohibition agenda. But people who understand, you know, criminals don't obey gun laws to start with, and that people have a need or a means for self-defense surely have learned from that experience.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the big thing. Is that with and I've never asked anybody this before, but with the number of constitutional carry states that we have in place, how many people do you think carry guns daily?
I don't know, but the number is obviously really growing. The percent is really growing. I mean, it's hard to say. A lot of people that have permits don't carry their guns all the time with them. But the number is definitely climbing. Seeing, you know, the fact that there are more gun permits out there for concealed carry than ever before. And you mentioned the states that have constitutional carry where you don't have to get a permit. When you add it all together, we're in record territory.
Yeah, and it's just going to keep on going up because I don't know what the breakdown was on all these new gun owners that came into. What are we thinking? 12 million, 15 million altogether last year, this year?
I think that 10 million is closer to reality.
Yeah.
But because every month there's more and more being added to it. So I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't hit 12 million by the end of 2021.
Before we go to break, and I'm just curious about this because I'm watching things as they happen right now. I got an email from the NSSF today, this morning, and I was reading the email, and down at the bottom it had all the stuff they're going to do to keep me safe from COVID. And I also know that SIG and Daniel Defense is pulled out of SHOT Show this year. Do you think we're going to have that?
Well, you know, SIG is also pulled out. I met with them today.
And yeah.
Pulled out of it as well. I don't know. It's kind of hard to say if for sure we're going to have a SHOT Show or not. NSSF says it's going to take place. The odds are it's going to take place. I mean, you're looking at a few months out. Hopefully COVID won't be around by then. But, you know, what you just don't know. And then the other thing is that a lot of the people in the industry that I've talked to, because they didn't have SHOT Show last year, realize they can get along without it.
Yeah.
It's very costly and time, you know, consumes a lot of time of a lot of number of employees to be able to be there those employees could be, you know, making other sales and doing other things. So I don't know. I think big conventions may be changing in general since COVID and may not be happening as often. But, you know, for me, it's a great place to go to these events because, you know, I get to meet with like-minded people face-to-face. I like being with, you know, renewing old friendships and being with friends. So I don't know. I'm sort of hoping they all take place.
Alan is also a notorious photo bomber. I was sitting with Mark Walters, and I think we were doing an interview or something, and I look up, and I can see a reflection, and there's Alan. I think I was getting the rabbit ears. Was I getting the rabbit ears that day?
I don't know. Are you saying you caught me on a TV show or something?
No. You were photobombing me. You were photobombing me at SHOT Show when I was sitting in Mark's booth.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I have proof, Alan. I have proof. Before we go to break, Second Amendment Foundation. These guys are specialists at what they do, which is they go into courtrooms. They go fight the fight after the electorate sort of fumbled it sometimes. What percentage-wise, how many cases? I mean, you guys have a really good one-loss record, don't you?
Yes, we do, but I don't really have a percentage of how many cases we win. What I do have is the fact that over 80% of the case law that have been won in the courts defending Second Amendment rights has been won by the Second Amendment Foundation. And it set the foundation for everybody's legal action because you can't file a brief without quoting our victories that we've had and quote from the decisions. So the truth of the matter is we have really built a firewall and we continue to make it higher and harder to penetrate for the anti-gun movement. And I'm really proud of that.
Yeah.
When we come back from the break, I'd like to talk about a couple suits and victories that we've had in the last week or so.
Well, let's do that when we get back. Talking to Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. He is in Boston right now, just coming off of a very, I'm envious, he got to go tour the SIG facility. And you wanted to talk about some successes the Second Amendment Foundation has achieved in the last little bit. Tell me about those. We still got Alan?
Yeah.
Okay, there you are. Okay. Anyway, tell me about your latest successes, because I know it's hello. Hard to tell me about all of
are
them.
Are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, but there's something crazy that came across my phone, but now I got you.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to talk about success, but I also want to talk about some new cases that have been filed. And as you probably know, Bill, the foundation currently now has over 40 suits ongoing in federal court as we speak. But this month, in the last couple of weeks, we've filed two new ones, one against the city of New York for their ban on tasers and stun guns. We're going to win this case because, obviously, we've already got court rulings in other places that say that, you know, those type of non-lethal devices for self-defense count under the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms if they are arms. So we're going to smash New York City on this, and I can't think of a better place to smash, quite frankly, if you're constantly trying to smash our Second Amendment rights. And then we filed a case in California, which is an interesting one for me to talk about, because to backtrack it, last year, late in 2020, the Second Amendment Foundation won a very important lawsuit that stopped the ban on gun shows at the Del Mar County Fairgrounds in San Diego County. And the state of California had intervened to argue on behalf of the Del Mar Fairgrounds in the county, in San Diego County. When we were able to get a $500,000 settlement for the gun show promoter and exhibitors. And as part of the settlement, we knew the state of California was considering, because some of the legislators there spoke out about, passing a statewide ban in the legislature on gun shows on public property like fairgrounds and convention centers and places of that nature. And so we got the California Attorney General to agree that if the state of California were, in fact, to pass a ban and the governor signed into law, that we go back before the same judge that's already experienced in the case, you know, on it. And in fact, in the constitutional law of banning gun shows, they agreed to it. Then, of course, the legislature went ahead, just upset that we won, passed the ban. The governor there, Newsom, signed into law, and we couldn't file suit on it until, one, it went into effect, and two, we added this time tort claims for different ways to get damages for plaintiffs. And in order to do that, you had to give California time to respond to our claims for damages. They refused to respond. The clock ran out. Now we're able to file a suit against the state of California for a statewide ban on gun shows on public property. Right. And I'm excited about this suit, Bill, because we are before the same judge who already ruled in our favor once on this issue, wrote a great opinion about, you know, our Second Amendment, also there's First Amendment rights to exercise it, to speak out, to gather with other people, you know, and learn about gun safety as well as firearms. So we're going to win this case. California knows it, but the legislature is so anti-gun that they let their emotions get away in front of them because we won this court battle. Now they're just doubled down and they're going to let us win this court battle a second time and get more damages against the state of California. So I'm really excited about this one because I love when the other side is so stupid. And like I always say that in this game, defending Second Amendment rights, it's not that we're smarter than our opponents. You know, it's like who makes the most fumbles in a football game usually loses. And luckily for us, our opponents fumble a whole lot. You know, as an example, if the city of Washington, D.C. didn't appeal to the Supreme Court their loss at the appeals court level for their handgun ban in D.C., we never would have got the Supreme Court decision saying that there's a Second Amendment individual right, you know, from the Supreme Court. So a lot of times we get lucky where our opponents are stupid as the game. Then, of course, we got a big win so far this month. And I'll give a little history on this one because it goes back a ways. a township in Pennsylvania banned gun stores, gun ranges, and gun clubs. And the backstory of this is what used to be, just outside of Pittsburgh, there used to be a gun club there that had a gun range that went out of business. A gentleman bought the property and wanted to reestablish the gun club, gun range, and a gun store. And they passed an ordinance there, a zoning ordinance, making it impossible to open one. We filed a case in federal court in 2018, and the judge immediately dismissed it, saying we didn't have grounds to be plaintiffs. If we didn't have standing, you couldn't sue. We immediately appealed it to the federal appeals court, who ruled unanimously in our favor that, yes, we do have standing, and yes, we can sue, and remanded it back down to the judge to rule. Before she could hold trial on it, and, we could present the evidence, so to speak, of the intent of the zoning ordinance to make sure you couldn't have, a gun range, gun club, or gun store, she issued another ruling without anybody being, getting into her courtroom, saying that, okay, they may have standing to sue, but they have no, the Second Amendment doesn't protect any of that, so I'm dismissing the suit because there aren't no Second Amendment grounds to file the suit to begin with. We had to appeal that again to the appeals court, and the appeals court just ruled a few months ago in our favor, 3-0, that yes, Second Amendment does cover those things, and she has to hold a trial on the merits of the case. And, of course, we had applied for a preliminary injunction to stop the township from enforcing their law to begin with. And she called us all in and said, well, look, you can't just go to a mediator and mediate out some kind of resolution to this problem so that I don't have to issue a ruling, because she didn't really want to rule in our favor, but knew she was going to have to based on directions from the appeals court. And so the township didn't really want to go to mediation, but, said, okay, and installed it. And before we even had the mediation, she changed her mind and just issued us a preliminary injunction ruling stopping the city from enforcing an unconstitutional ordinance under the Second Amendment that bans gun shows, gun clubs, and gun ranges. And so we won a really big battle. The question is now going to be, will the city or the township try to appeal this to the appeals court, which to me would be really kind of crazy, because the appeals court basically already ruled in our favor and gave directions to the judge to do this. So it's going to be kind of interesting. The township is being supported by the Brady Center and the Giffords anti-gun group. So the gun prohibition lobby is behind them trying to push this, which makes it even more fun for us.
Right.
Hang on for me. We can finish this on the other side.
Talking to Alan Gottlieb as he manipulates these guys like the master that he is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of the DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I must tell you, I don't have a near-term answer.
President Biden regarding gasoline as the national average approaches $3.40 a gallon. President Biden continues on CNN by saying there are two things he could do.
I could go in the petroleum reserve and take out and probably reduce the price of gas maybe 18 cents or so a gallon. It's still going to be above $3.
The least expensive gas in the country is in Oklahoma. Meanwhile, no surprise, the most expensive in California. Authorities now believe Brian Laundrie is dead. The FBI confirming human remains found at a Florida nature reserve are those of Gabby Petito's fiancé, and they made that confirmation with dental records. This is USA Radio News. Actor Alec Baldwin is expressing his shock and sadness after a deadly shooting on the set of his film in New Mexico. The director of photography was killed and the movie director was injured when Baldwin discharged a prop firearm. He tweeted he's cooperating with a police investigation. The Justice Department is going after lending abuse in the housing sector.
We are wasting no time getting to work. The Civil Rights Division currently has several open redlining investigations. We are wasting no time getting to work. The Civil Rights Division currently has several open redlining investigations. And through partnerships with U.S. Attorney's offices, the department expects to open more in the months ahead.
Attorney General Merrick Garland opening a briefing by condemning the practice of redlining. He says it involves discriminatory practices by lending institutions that harm minority communities. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610. Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Alan Gottlieb. He is the head of the Second Amendment Foundation. And in addition, what all am I missing there in that umbrella? You have quite a few organizations that have come in with you.
Well, there's the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep Their Arms.
Right.
Which is our direct and grassroots lobbying organization, while the foundation does it, the legal defense work in public education. And then I'm also the director of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, which we sort of inherited. It was a group that was doing some great work but had financial problems and was going to basically cease to exist if we didn't save it. So we saved it. And then there's, of course, KeepTheBearArms.com, which is the news source that, you know, every day, everything happened with guns that are, you know, in, around the country, the links that are posted to all the stories. That's KeepTheBearArms.com. So it keeps me pretty busy with all of those, yes.
I would imagine so. I've used the website many times. Many times. That's a great news resource. It's a good aggregator. Whoever is actually putting that together is earning their pay, Alan. Now, let's talk about the Supreme Court cases coming up. Now, is this going to be, for me, I look at this, and maybe I'm going too far, too deep into this, but I'm looking at this. This is the one that could cause despair and despondency amongst the anti-gunners.
Well, I think it already is. Just the fact that the court decided to hear it, I think, proves out what you're saying. You know, a number of years ago, when the Heller case was one at the appeals court level, I happened to be in Nuremberg, Germany at a conference with Justice Scalia. And while we didn't talk directly about the case, because I didn't want him to have to disqualify himself, we talked about gun issues in general. And Justice Scalia said to me that, you know, Alan, you know, it only takes four votes for the Supreme Court to hear a case, you know, but it takes five to win it. I'll tell you right now, if there aren't four to hear it, there won't be five, you know, if there aren't five to win it, there won't be four to hear it. And when the court takes this case, it made me smile because if the court took the case, there's got to be five votes for us to win it, particularly
right.
in fact that the lower court judge ruled against us on, you know, on gun rights issues. The appeals court ruled against us unanimously, 3-0 against us. So there's four federal judges saying that the law in New York, you know, discriminatory carry laws, so that virtually nobody gets a permit, is constitutional. If the Supreme Court took it, they could have only taken it for one reason, not to reaffirm something they didn't need to reaffirm, but to overturn it. So I'm pretty convinced we're going to win it. My concern, Bill, is how big are we going to win it? And we can get into that discussion because I think that's a good one.
What wrongs will it right?
Well, at a minimum level, and I mean, you know, and again, I'm speculating, but I think I'm really right. At a minimum level, they're going to say, as applied to the individual plaintiffs, this law was applied unconstitutionally, and they deserve to be able to have, you know, a permit issued to them to carry a firearm. What that would do is it would give us a minimum victory. It wouldn't say the law is facially unconstitutional. It would say it's as applied as unconstitutional to the current plaintiffs, which doesn't really open it up totally for everybody, but then one could use the fact that, okay, I'm facially in the same, you know, as applied to me, I'm in the same, you know, situation as these plaintiffs were, so you got to give me a permit too. And, you know, the long range would be if the court only took that action, you'd have a case where you'd have more cases going to court in New York and more people getting their right restored, but not for everybody. And then you eventually go back to court again and say, look, here's proof that facially the law is unconstitutional, because that's applied to all these cases. It was unconstitutional, and you'd win. I think the court will go further than that. I think the court is going to say it's facially unconstitutional as it's written, not just as applied to the individual plaintiffs, which would mean that they would have to rewrite a new law in New York. There would basically have to be a lot closer, if not a shall issue type law, where everybody who meets the criteria would automatically get the permit, like most of the states currently have shall issue.
Right.
Of course, knowing New York, they would probably try to make it as restrictive as they could and still queue up another challenge. The court, knowing that, would probably even go a little further than that. So they probably pretty much lay out what kind of law New York could have that would be constitutional. Anything short of that would be unconstitutional. And my guess is they're going to pretty much sort out something really as close as possible, if not, you know, mandatory shall issue. If you're a law-abiding citizen, you haven't broken any laws, you won't have to show any kind of special need that your life is more in danger or your family's life is more in danger than the average citizen. I think we were going there. What I'd like to hope for is we get a bigger ruling than that, that the court goes into standard review and type of scrutiny that gets applied to these cases and puts this case at least at a very heightened level of intermediate scrutiny that shows the government has to show a real public interest in not issuing gun permits to anybody who's a law-abiding, so to speak, who applies for one. On the other hand, I'd like them to go further and make this put it into the level of not intermediate scrutiny, but strict scrutiny,
right,
whereby all the burdens totally on the government, not on the applicants. And that would then set stages that would help not only get rid of every quote-unquote may-issue type law for concealed carry in the country, which I think is like eight states that are left in that category, but would go further and help us in other litigation that we have by setting out a standard of review that's really high, so that other lower courts have been thumbing their nose at lots of different gun cases, you know, basically saying the Heller decision only said that, you know, it protects the gun in your own home. It doesn't protect you with anything with a gun outside your home. I'd like it to go further than that, so they have many other laws that affect gun ranges, or banning any kind of particular type of gun, or limiting any gun ownership in lots of other ways would get thrown out as well. And I wouldn't throw them directly out. You'd still have to go litigate it. But the Supreme Court would now give explicit instructions to lower courts on how to deal with it, which would be the way we'd want it dealt with.
Right. I'd seen where Sheriff Villanueva in California had gotten out there and was talking about how, you know, we've got all this crime going on right now, 30% increase in homicide. And then he goes, and if you guys had showed me a compelling reason, I would issue you a gun. And I'm just thinking, well, you just sort of gave it to him, didn't you, there, Sheriff? And that'd be the kind of thing I would hope that would change. But I guess we're going to see what we're going to see when it all comes down the pike, I guess. We're coming up on the last break, if you would. And Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. If you're not a member, you should be a member. Go join the Second Amendment Foundation. Go join the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. My friend Mark Walters, he's the chairman, is that right? Is that right?
No, he's just a director of it. He's
the director.
One of the board members.
One of the board members, okay. Well, he's up there. And, I've always said that if you got radio people running things, it's going to be taken care of really well. And Mark's out there doing a very good job with that. You can become all a part of that just by going to those websites, saf.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We've been speaking with Alan Gottlieb. He is currently on the East Coast enjoying him some cig and a nice restaurant and everything else. And we've been talking about a few things they've been doing and a few things going on in the gun world today. Going back to the concealed carry permit things, the increase that we've seen in this. How many women do you think have been getting permits?
A lot bigger, higher percentage than in the past. And what's interesting is it's not just women. A lot of minority women, a lot of inner city women living in high crime areas now. A lot of those cities run by Democrats that were, you know, they're defunding police, screaming and tying the police's hands behind their back. You know, places like Portland, Oregon, and Chicago. So those are really good signs for us. And, you know, a lot of these women, they were a lot of people, not just the women, were told that, you know, it's really easy to buy, too easy to buy a gun. It's like going to the supermarket and getting a loaf of bread. And lo and behold, they found out that's not the case. I had to jump through an awful lot of hoops. I had to wait many times to be able to get my firearm. I needed to have some training to be able to get a permit, you know, in my state. This wasn't such an easy procedure, and I was lied to, and I want to protect those rights now that I'm exercising them, and they're joining gun rights groups in record numbers. This puts a smile on my face, Bill. It really does.
Do you think that these people, that this realization where they were told, you know, it's easier to buy a gun than it is a book, and then they found out that's not the case. Do you think that, coupled with this idea that there's been an increase in crime for the first time in decades, thanks to BLM and Antifa, which have gotten strangely silent in the era of Biden, do you think that's going to push the Supreme Court in the right direction? Do you think we're going to start seeing more gun laws getting loosened, which is sort of the opposite of the way I thought that it was going to go, because they were trying to engineer gun control by driving up crime?
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's going to have an impact on the courts one way or the other. Anti-gun judges are going to use the increase in crime as a reason why we should take people's guns away. Yep. Pro-gun judges are going to use it as a reason why we need to, you know, have people be able to have firearms. But I think most judges, or at least I'd like to pray and hope most judges, are going to look at the Constitution and read what it means and what the Founding Fathers meant when they put it in place. And it has nothing to do with, you know, rising crime or lowering crime. It has to do with freedom and individual rights and the right for you to make your own determination and your own choice on how you're going to protect your life and your property. And I think that's going to be more important than to most judges. We've already got some good precedents with the Heller decision and the Second Amendment Foundation's McDonald versus Chicago victory, which, by the way, makes all these other laws, including the New York one, going to the Supreme Court for oral arguments, you know, in the first week of November, possible, because it incorporated the Second Amendment through the 14th Amendment to all 50 states and political subdivisions. So every single challenge you now see challenging state and city anti-gun laws are all because of McDonald versus Chicago that the Second Amendment Foundation won.
So... the only reason I ask you that question because I've seen Alan Dershowitz get out there and say what he said. Did you see what he said when to the press about gun rights and how the surge in crime might drive them to start loosening gun rights, gun law?
I missed him saying that. I'm going to have to go back and find that because Alan is basically I remember debating him on Chris Cuomo's show on CNN on gun rights. And he's basically I tend to admire him because he's right on a lot of things when it comes to individual rights. He still won't recognize the Second Amendment for what it says. And so I'm kind of interested in him saying that. I would like to see in what context and why he did it, because he's not a gun rights supporter.
Yeah. I don't remember. I saw that in the news. I was like, what is this guy doing talking about this? Some people just need to stay in their lane.
I'm very interested to see exactly what context he put that in, because maybe he's coming around.
Well, you know, broken clock is right twice a day, Alan. Anyway, we saw in the last year or two, we've been seeing the trend of permitless carry or constitutional carry being adopted by various states. Do you think that's going to continue?
Yes, in the red states, not in the so-called blue states. But there are still some states out there that we're going to make gains in. What I pointed out at the Gun Rights Policy Conference this year was one of the key things this year showing that we're actually winning these battles is we have a record number right now of constitutional carry states in the country and increased that number in 2020 and 21. We also have a record number of Second Amendment sanctuary states, cities, and counties across the country where sheriffs and city and county councils are passing ordinances not to enforce unconstitutional federal gun control laws. So, and then we're in record numbers with that as well. I think now it's well over half the counties in the United States are covered by Second Amendment sanctuary ordinances. So I'm kind of happy about that, and I think that shows strength of the grassroots gun lobby, the grassroots movement, because almost all those battles started with local people attending, you know, county council meetings and things of that nature in their city council meetings and pushing gun rights. And that was all percolating from the bottom up. I'm really happy about that, and it shows that our movement is growing.
Well, that's... Like here in South Carolina, you know, we just got open carry with a permit. And
In fact, if I can interrupt you, the state legislator in South Carolina who pushed all that, I met with today at SIG. He was there visiting as well. And the first time I got to meet him, and I thanked him and complimented him on his fine work. And he said, well, Alan, I'm not done yet. We're going to get some more better gun laws in South Carolina.
Just out of curiosity, which one was that?
Which legislator? I'm forgetting name right now, so I apologize. Bob was his first name. I'm forgetting last name. Bob was his first name now.
Well, I'll circle back to you because I'd like to get a hold of him and speak to him. Because I got some local radio I'll be doing here as we go into the holidays that I'd like to invite him to. Because a lot of guys that supported that bill... supported the open carry with the permit part. They were saying that they didn't expect to see any more gun legislation for 2 years.
Well, he wanted some other things passed as well that didn't get passed, and he's not giving up on pushing some more gun rights bills in South Carolina.
Well, that part I get, I guess. So, in any event. That's good to know. I didn't know that. You're just a font of information, Alan. So
yeah, sometimes I end up in the right place at the right time, and that's why I found out about that today.
I'd like to know why he went to SIG, as a matter of fact. I need to find out about him. He might be like a SIG aficionado. So listen, Alan has he's sat with me through this. Despite some miscommunications, and I'm going to let you go so you can enjoy your dinner and everything else. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me tonight.
Bill, anytime. It's much enjoyable, and stay in the fight and keep up the great work. Getting the message out to people are really, really important, and you do a great job at it.
Well, until my face is completely messed up, I'm going to stay in the fight, Alan. Until that happens, until it's all broke, I'm going to stay in it. So thank you, sir. Enjoy dinner.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming on. That's a guy that never lets go of the focus. You'll see a lot of these gun advocates get out there, and it becomes more about them than it does the topic. And that's where you run into trouble. Be back amongst you tomorrow. In about 21 hours. And pay attention to this, please. It's never been about gun control. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.